This is KUT. Labor Day marks the traditional beginning of the political campaign season. Although it certainly feels like the race to November 2018 began more than a year ago, KUT's Ben Philpott gives us a rundown of the races in Central Texas.
It's a long list, so buckle up. At the top of the ticket, you'll find the U.S. Senate race between Republican incumbent Ted Cruz and his Democratic challenger, El Paso Congressman Beto O'Rourke. There have already been a few polls done on this race, and while we're still 2 months from Election Day, this is setting up to be the closest statewide race we've had in Texas since 2002. This fall, you'll also get a chance to vote for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, agriculture commissioner, comptroller, land commissioner, and one of the three railroad commissioner seats. In Congress, there are eight races with Central Texas ties. In two of the races, the Republican incumbents have either resigned or retired, which could make the races in those solidly red districts closer than they usually are. There are also 11 state house races and three Texas Senate seats up in Central Texas. And then there's that blue wave some think will sweep across the country. Well, even here in Texas, there could be enough water for Democrats to outperform previous elections. But remember, some of these districts have been re-electing Republicans by 20 points or more for several years. Even if a Democrat cuts that margin in half, it's still a double-digit loss. Ben Philpott, KUT News.